Aloha, Maikako.
My name is Ryan Kamakaole, Acting Chair of the Board of Land and Natural Resources. This is February 13th, 2026. Meeting of BLM. It is now 9:03 a.m. I'm going to go through some public meeting protocols. We are holding this meeting as a hybrid meeting. Some of us are in person in the Kalanimoku Building boardroom in Honolulu, and we are also holding this meeting remotely via Zoom. In addition, it can be watch live on YouTube. For those testifying via Zoom, we will move you from the waiting room into the meeting when the board hears the item you signed up to testify on. Please remember to mute YouTube when you enter the Zoom meeting, or we will get an echo. When you enter the Zoom room, please keep your camera off and microphone muted until you are called on for your testimony. The chat box is not to be used for any comments. However, the board secretary may message you via the chat box to ask which item you wish to testify on, so you can be let into the meeting at the appropriate time. Presentations by staff and comments by applicants are limited to 5 minutes each. We ask members of the public testifying on agenda items to limit their testimony to no more than 2 minutes. Testifiers will not be allowed to relinquish their time to others. I apologize in advance if I ask you to summarize. Please know that if you submitted written testimony, we read it, so you can always stand by your testimony. Board Member Smith is our timer. He will keep track of time and give you a 30-second warning. At 2 minutes, I will ask you to summarize and stop, and then eventually stop testifying. I will then move on to the next testifier. Before starting your testimony, please clearly state your name and identify yourself for the record. In some matters, before the board, a person may wish to request a contested case hearing. If such a request is made before the board's decision, then the board will consider that request first, before considering the merits of the item before it. A person who wants a contested case may also wait until the board decides the issue, then request a contested case after the decision, but before the close of the board meeting. It's up to you. Any request must also be made in writing within 10 calendar days. If no request for contested case is made, the board will make a decision and the department will treat the decision as final and proceed accordingly. Regarding executive sessions, the board may go into executive session pursuant to Section 92-5A4, Hawaii Revised Statutes, in order to consult with its attorney on questions and issues pertaining to the board's powers, duties, privileges, immunities, and liabilities. I'm going to now introduce the board. There are a couple on Zoom. So let's do introductions in the room, and then we'll go online, starting with member Isari Matsubara.
Aloha and good morning, everyone. Denise Seri Matsubara, Oahu member.
Aloha, everyone. Calvin Young, at large.
Hello, everybody. Ryan Kanaka'ole, acting chair.
Aloha, everyone. Good morning. Riley Smith, Hawaii Island board member.
Online, I see member Ono and member Yoon. You want to introduce yourselves? Oh, Karen, you are.
Karen, I can't hear you, Vice Chair.
Can you hear me now? No?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Karen Ono, Kauai board member.
Aloha kakou, ka iwi, yun, at large. I am in a conference room and no one is in the room with me.
Mahalo, member Yoon, for reminding me of that. Karen, are you also?
I'm at home. The only creature is my dog.
Thank you.
Nobody else.
Jay Carpio is our Maui member. She is excused. Let's see. Also present is Acting Board Secretary Rihanna Wright and Deputy Attorney General Cindy Young. So I'm going to be taking some agenda items out of order. So I'm going to read the order of the day. And then if there's other agenda items that need to be moved forward, then we'll act accordingly. So first, we're going to take the minutes, the A1, and then after that, we're going to move on to item M1, and then go through the land division items, D1, D2, D3, D4. And then I think that's the day. So Anyway. So first agenda item A1, approval of the January 23rd, 2026 meeting minutes. Any questions or comments from the board in terms of amendments?
Chair, if no public testimony, move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. I don't know. Is there any public testimony on the agenda item? Okay. None. Anyone online? Okay. There's already a motion and second, so I'll take the roll call vote.
Member Isari
Matsubara.
Member Young.
Aye. Aye.
Member Smith.
Aye.
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 Motion passes. Next agenda item is item M1 regarding consent to lease of lands under Governor's Executive Order number 4734 between the Department of Human Services and Mahi'i Development LLC regarding lands in Waimanalo, Ho'olau, Kuku'u. Who's here to present?
First, from the part. Yeah,
Yeah.
okay, go ahead.
Good morning, Chair, members of the board. My name is Emma Grahusky, here on behalf of the Statewide Office on Homelessness and Housing Solutions and June Yang, the coordinator on homelessness. We stand on our submittal and just want to thank you for hearing our request to lease these lands to Mahi'i Development LLC for the purpose of the set aside. We have some testifiers here who can provide additional information, but we're also available to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Is the applicant, do you want to present or?
You go first.
You go first.
Let me just do this.
Oh, yes.
Riley Smith. I just wanted to disclose that the company I work for, my day job, Laniha Properties, has had prior business dealings with Mr. Carisu and Mr. Kanashige that will not impact what I'm currently doing or my behavior on the Board of Land Natural Resources. I just want to disclose that.
Okay. Mala, putting that on the record.
Chair, can I make those same remarks?
Okay.
Thank you. Aloha kākou. My name is
Aloha.
Blanche McMillan, and I am the CEO and the founder of Hui Mahi'i ʻAina. I thank you all, you members, that are sitting here today in front of us. I'm so grateful. Let me tell you about what I do. I have 106 people that I take care of right now, and I have 7 cancer patients that are stage 4. I have 26 children. I have 35 kupunas, and I have the rest is all single and families, 7 families. You know, I am so happy what I do. I love what I do, and I will continue my life in doing this kind of work for the people of Hawaii. I will try to do my best and try to help others all over the island, and I will be there when people need my help. So that is my goal, what I do, and you know, I love what I'm doing. Because God has given me the strength and love to protect our people. Mahalo.
Oh. Anyone else? Well,
On okay, hold on, Chair, if I may ask.
Sure, questions,
Yeah.
questions.
Anything, yes.
Good morning, Anake. Thank you for sharing your
Good morning.
testimony.
Aloha.
Aloha, you were here last time, and I'm not sure if I asked the question. Out of the 106 people, do you know how many are Native Hawaiian descent?
99.9%.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Thank you so much. And I just wanted to leave you with a comment, Anake. You remind me of Nana Viery. I don't know if you know who that is, but
Yes, I do.
your ano and your spirit and your willingness to give back to our people and our aina and our communities is noted. And thank you so much, Anake.
You are very welcome. Mahalo. Yes.
My name is Dwayne Carisu. I am the president of Mahi'i Development, which is wholly owned by IO Foundation, a 501c3. nonprofit organization. And our in the past, what we've done, we built us the same team. We built Kahauiki Village near the airport, which currently houses almost 700 adults and children. So, like Kahauiki Village, we're building Hui Mahiʻai Village. Similarly, we're the developers. We're going to build it. At all of us are all we're all volunteers doing this. And when we're done, we're gifting the development to Hui Mahiʻai Aina, Blanche's organization. So we're like Land Board Member Yoon. We're inspired by Blanche McMillan, and that's the reason why we're doing what we're doing. She is somebody that's so generous of herself and her time and her and she volunteers all of our time too. She's not afraid to volunteer all of our time. But so th thanks for allowing us to be heard, and I hope that you see through that we'll be able to be granted this lease to build the project for Blanche. So I'm not sure how much information you have about the project, but
Yeah, the maps.
yeah, we have the maps
yeah,
too.
okay. Yeah.
Any questions for Mr. Carisi?
Yeah, before we go further, I just want to disclose that I came before this board when I was with the state to support Kahauiki Village and worked. I had the for good fortune to work with Mr. Carisu, and I see that gentleman in the back. He was there for Kahau.
Yeah.
It's a miracle you're still friends with Twain after all he put you through. But this state can't thank you enough, Twain, for always being there to help with whatever the call is. So you and I forgot the
No,
gentleman.
again.
That's right. Yeah, thank you so much. And
Thank you.
just to disclose that it doesn't, impair my ability to be objective. I did tell Dwayne I had one concern about the area being in a flood zone and any risk to the state, but my understanding is they have taken steps to mitigate that and have worked with FEMA and Auntie Blanche, and my heart goes out to you. And so if you could explain and give the board some comfort on those plans.
Yeah, so early on we did a topo map was never done. It was a generality that people said the whole thing was flood zone and it can't be built. So we did a topo study and found that there's a portion of the property that actually is not in a flood zone. And I'll show you a map of it that we can circulate. But so together we met with the state and with the city to show flood maps and how we're planning on building it outside of the flood zone. And they both verbally approved this. So, and we've continually kept them informed of our activities. So,
Take it. Yeah. Thank you.
so that red cross-ass area,
Yeah.
it's not basically, you just cannot build. The blue area is where we found that we can build.
Okay. Yeah, that's the building site.
So even if like the property is over just about 11 acres, I think we're going to be building on only three, and the remaining property is actually going to be used for farming here.
Where you started.
Yes.
You on the street.
Yeah, so that's okay.
Thank you, Dwayne.
You want to keep that for your files?
Yeah, I was going to ask if we could scan this in. Okay.
And then I'll ask Mel.
That's another question.
I need to run away, Riley, before you start asking that question.
I just was interested in where you were born and raised.
Big Island.
Yeah.
So people, I used to say I'm from Hilo, but People told me, stop being a social climber. I'm from Hakalau.
Oh.
I'm 15 miles from Hilo, so I'm from Hakalau.
I just want to acknowledge your Big Island roots and thank you for everything you're doing for the statewide community.
Thank you. Thanks for saying that.
I see a question from Member Yoon up. Oh.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. How's it doing? Good to see you again. Sorry,
Hello.
I'm not there. How's it? How's it? I won't compare you to Nana Vieri because
No,
you're not.
thank you.
But I just.
Comparing me to Robert Redford or something.
Well, let's go back to where you're from, Dwayne. No, just kidding. I just, I'm so inspired by any time that this group, this Hui comes to the board. And I remember Denise coming to the board for Hakalau and I mean Kawiki. And if this is not I've been sitting on this board for almost 8 years, and this is we have few examples of how we actually move here in Hawaii. Very few. And this is one of them. The selflessness, the gifting, the volunteerism. That fuel, that mana is what propels Hawaii and makes us different in a very fragile world. And I wanted that on the record because I want people to know that this is how we move. And this is aloha at its finest right here. Aloha and its business and assets working together hand in hand. So thank you, Dwayne. And
No,
again,
thank
thank
you.
you to Anake.
Thank you very much.
Ryan.
Member Ono.
I want to thank Denise for bringing that up because that was one of the questions I had. I remember them coming before us prior to maybe on another project, and there was indication of flood zone areas. So if I'm not mistaken, that's where they're going to be planting like kalo. Is that correct?
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to use that land more for the farming than for sustainability. All right, thank you.
No. Any other applicant presenters?
Morning, Chair and members of the board. My name is Mel Kanishige, and as Duane has said about Auntie Blanche, I'll say the same thing about him. He's very free to volunteer my time for whatever project he has available. He was a client of mine when I was a lawyer back in the 80s. And after 40 years, he still feels like I'm the guy that he can call whenever he has a question, which I'm happy to answer because I'm retired now. So I have some time. Let me go through my presentation and then I'll answer questions. Again, my name is Mel Kanishige. I'm a director and officer of Mahiʻai Development LLC, the proposed lessee of the lease under consideration today. I'm here to testify in favor of that lease. We intend to build a Kauhale-type homeless village housing close to 200 people who would otherwise be sleeping on the beaches and on the roads of Waimanalo, which is where Auntie Blanche finds her people. The people involved in this project are the same people who built Kahuiki Village between Sand Island and Keʻihi Lagoon Park between 2018 and 2022. We built 142 homes, all standalones, not Kauhale type, and they presently house between 650 and 700 people. They're all families. We concentrated on families because we wanted to break the cycle of homelessness, didn't want the kids to follow their parents in this case, so that they could grow up in homes and have that security. Auntie Blanche McMillan, who's testified earlier today, is the driving force behind this project. And as people have said before, she is a force of nature. She's like a hurricane. When she comes into the room, everything stops. And you think, okay, let's see what Auntie Blanche wants. And what she wants, she normally gets. So we're happy to help her. She has a heart as big as anything. She helps people who really need help in circumstances that are so dire for them that whatever she asks us to do, it's hard for us to say no because of what she in turn does. It's no secret that Hawaii needs more housing for the homeless. This one project will get people off the streets in Waimanalo and on that side of the island, and help them to make a better life for themselves. So please support vote to support this project, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you. Questions from the board?
We need the flood zone. Thank you so much for addressing that and being prepared.
Ryan, I don't know if it's a comment or a question, but we're putting in all this kauhali. Do we have enough schools for all of this, these families that are coming in? I mean, because we're focusing on housing, but I think we also need to make sure that we focus on our young families getting the right education for their keiki.
So maybe Auntie Blanche can address
that. Yeah, let me turn that question over to Auntie Blanche to answer.
That is a number of units that's coming in, so I want to make sure that we have enough education for them.
We have, in Waimanalo, we have Blanche Pope School. We have Waimanalo Intermediate Elementary School. And then when we put up this project, we're going to have an education for our children. So that's what we are doing. And then we have to make sure that we have after school. We have four retired ladies who used to be teachers for the Olomana School. And so we have them already placed, and they're already there teaching our children. Yes.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Let me introduce something. This is my four residents that you see right here. I brought them here to teach them how to go forward and how to do things, what I do. So that's what I teach them. Thank you very much.
Are they, Anake, are they willing to come and testify and say a few words, if you don't mind?
Go for it. Yes, of course.
Thank you so much.
One question.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's more of a statement, you know, and it gets back to what Mel said about if Dwayne asks him for help, the answer is always yes. And, you know, Mel, for those of you that don't know, I've got to know him really well. Successful businessman in the Outrigger organization. He is an endless energy to give back to his community. He's a proud graduate of Iolani High School. He has been instrumental in having Queen Emma Land Company purchase land in North Kona for a new hospital. Okay. Queen Emma, as most of you know, is an Ali'i trust. And they're going to provide a state-of-the-art hospital for the community of North Kona that will service everybody from North Kohala all the way to Kau. And it'll benefit everybody that lives in that area. And so, Mel, thank you for always supporting the communities that you live in and those others in our state.
Thank you. By the way, I don't always agree with Dwayne. He's a follower of the San Francisco Giants. Mistake. I'm a Phillies fan. Sorry.
Mahalo. I want to recognize on the record that the attendance of member Carpio online. And you want to come up? Introduce yourselves?
Yes. Sorry, I'm new to this. Aloha. I'm Tatiana Mejia. I'm one of the residents on Anthony's property. I live with my other half now. I actually met him on the property. I could say Auntie's really amazing. She's changed so much things in my life. I've grown a lot. I've lived there since I was 21. Now I'm about to be 25. I'm actually the youngest leader on the property. I run women's security. I'm also going to graduate from Auntie's nursing school, and I'm going to become a CNA. And I could say it's actually because of Auntie, so yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
Hold on, Tatiana, hold on. Sorry.
Member Yoon, questions?
Thank you, Chair, thank you. Tatiana, thank you for sharing. I myself also grew up in housing, and you know, I cannot underscore the value of having one of the basic necessities of shelter, right? Food, shelter, water. And how that is so important in anchoring ourselves. And I would have never guessed, Tatiana, that I myself, you know, would be sitting on a board like this, effectuating change for Hawaii. But your testimony is heartfelt. And again, I don't want to highlight too much of Auntie, but you need strong wahine and strong people in our lives. We need it. So thank you for acknowledging her, and thank you for being a part of this, and thank you for not giving up, Tatiana. E
Thank you
aloha
so
mai.
much. Thank you.
Mahalo. Anyone else? We can take testimony if there's no more presenters. Are there? Oh, come.
How sweet.
Hello.
Aloha.
Sorry, I'm stage fright. My name is Shanna, and just like Tati's story, Auntie has made a big impact in everyone's lives, especially my family. I'm gonna cry. We came from a place where we've been homeless two times in our lifetime. And Auntie was there to pick us up and give us hope that there is a second chance in life. My kids are so happy now. They feel loved all because of Auntie. They know what it's like to be in a family. And I'm just forever grateful for Auntie because who would have known coming from a broken family, my kids experiencing brokenness, and my husband coming from a broken family on the Big Island, that Auntie put us all back together where we belong. And without her unconditional love, I wouldn't be chasing God the way she does. Okay, then thank you.
Mahalo.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Kelly Tolentino Swain. I moved into Auntie's place. This will be, I think, year five. We weren't homeless. However, we were going to be homeless. And my auntie had told me about Auntie Blanche, and we met with her daughter, Waylene, and they showed us the property. And we were going to move in there the next day because two times we rented properties in Kaneohe, and both times the owners decided to sell. So it was really sad and it was really hard already, single mom at the time and trying to make rent on there. It was just too much for just one person. And so I was so happy that we met Auntie Blanche and her family, and they opened up their home and all the other homes on there as well. It was just me and my six children. Two of them have moved on, so I just have the four. My youngest one is the youngest baby on there, so she was born there too. I'm just so grateful, and I really hope that you approve this because then we can move into a bigger place, have a little bit more space. My teenager can have her own space. Right now, it's just like one big area, which is fine. It's livable, it's doable. Like Tati, she's the security, I'm kitchen leader. I cook meals for the residents. It's very fulfilling and it's good. It teaches me a lot. I'm hoping to go into administrative and move up there next. But yeah, that's my story and I'm really grateful and I really hope that you approve this. Thank you so
Appreciate you
much.
sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
Anybody else?
No.
Any other representatives of the applicant? I'm going to open up for public testimony if we have any. Anyone in the room? Anyone online? Members, offer the vote or motion?
Motion to accept. Oh, motion to grant a lease.
Second.
Moved and seconded. The motion is on the floor. Discussion from the board.
Discussion chair, I hope Anthony or Dwayne or someone can set up a time. I myself am interested in hearing more of these stories. I quite enjoy them, and it propels me in my own life and what I'm doing, and reminds me of where I came from. So yeah, are there opportunities like that? Does anybody know where these stories can be shared?
Come visit us. Come visit us. Stories.
Volunteer him for something.
Yeah,
volunteer.
Yeah, no,
Don't come volunteer at all, please.
You're going. Come on. I have your.
Yeah, whatever you guys need. You guys need like demo, whatever. I'm not scared. Yeah.
Said that what you
yes.
said.
Yes.
You guys got a volunteer now.
He said yes on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah.
I say yes forever. How about that?
There you go.
I was there, so I know.
Yeah.
Chair, oh, sorry. Just for clarification, is the motion for to approve the consent to lease?
Motion to consent to the lease between the Department of Human Services and Mahiai Development LLC.
As well as, isn't there a second, third delegate authority to do just to issue a term of non-exclusive easement up to 65 years?
Yes, all of that.
Okay. Amended motion. Who is the second?
And I second that amended motion.
Okay. Any further discussion from the board? No. I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Mahalo for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mahalo, mahalo.
Unanimous, James.
Yeah. Unanimous. Are you folks here for an agenda item? Do I need to take it out of order?
Yes, for
removable permit for bots.
Yeah. Okay, that's our next one.
D1.
Easy. Okay. Next item is agenda item D1, land division.
Good morning, board. D1 today is the issuance of a revocable permit to Bob's Fencing within the Kanoiluhua industrial area. Currently, the parcel is vacant. For those of you who are not familiar, we are having a vagrant problem in the industrial area. So it's very important for us to get people into our properties as soon as we can. So this will really benefit us in that manner. Also, Bob's has been within the Kanoiluhua area for quite some time, and they're a respected business in the community. So they're going to be required to submit a proposal for a direct lease within 6 months of the issuance of the RP. And as a part of that proposal, it's going to include the closure and the conversion of the existing cesspool on the site. Yes.
Lauren, that's at his cost, or who's paying for the conversion?
It would be at their cost, because they're gonna basically, if within their proposal for the direct lease, they're supposed to come up with the plan, right? And then if they're granted the direct lease, then they would be responsible for doing the closure and the conversion.
Or they have a longer term.
Correct.
Got it.
Yes. Just to let you know, the previous annual lease rent, yeah, to Heidi and Cook was $10,250, but that was land only. So Candace guys went out, did some research, and they settled on about 50 cents per square foot. So that's going to give you a monthly rental rate about $2,400. The market rate right now is between 75 cents and $1.25, but we place the burden of repairs, maintenance, and property taxes on our lessees. Yeah, so that's why it's a little bit less. Okay.
Any questions for land division on this? Online? Okay. Applicant, do you want to come up? Or no need? You can be here for questions if we have any questions. Up to you.
If you're from Hilo, you should come talk.
Hello, everybody. Brent Remmers, the owner, took over from my grandfather. He started the business in 1980. And we're just looking for something a little more permanent, because we've been subleasing from people that lease your guys' land, and we had to move like three times already. So trying to get something a little more permanent.
Chair had a question. Did you want to say anything else?
No.
Okay. I just had a question, and thank you, because I noticed the rate was much lower than market. But I did see that you have to either hook up on your wastewater or install a separate wastewater treatment system.
Yeah.
You guys did any costing information yet?
Not yet, because it's, yeah.
I know that can be pretty expensive.
Yeah, I was talking to some friends. We was talking about maybe I was looking into tying into the sewer line because it's kind of close to where we need to be.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a sense of the valuation of the improvements because you are going to be well below the market rate.
It'll be similar to how we just did the extensions of those leases where like the Shepherd extension. There's a whole bunch that we just did in Conoilawa, and they're paying for the quote on the conversion. Mm-hmm. And those quotes were part of their 30% required increase in improvement value.
Yeah, I know that that's going to be costly. That's why the wastewater.
Thank you. Any further questions?
Thank you, Chair.
Online, any further, any questions? I've opened up to a public testimony.
Wait, anybody? I have one question.
Question.
Okay, so I'm looking at the justification for the revocable permit, and it says in here that something about a public auction. Candace, are you guys going to do a public auction or not? Or is this going to just be a direct lease with Bob's Fencing within this 6-month revocable permit?
Our current plan is to go with a direct lease with Bob's Fencing. However, if they find that, you know, it's too costly for them and stuff, then we will go to public auction.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the clarification, Candace. Any other questions? No further testimony. Anybody online? No one online. Closing public testimony. For the vote or a motion.
Maybe I can make a statement and then I'll make the motion. I think it's very important for our board to support small businesses, especially in areas like Hilo, where the core of the economy is based on small businesses. You know, there's a couple of big box stores, but every time I drive by Prince William Mall and I see Sears empty and I see Penny's not being there and I see Macy's struggling, we need to support businesses like you because you're the core of the community. I appreciate that you have made a commitment pending your ability to pay for the cesspool conversion. That's very important. As Lauren mentioned, continuous occupancy is extremely important. There are so many other properties in the Maka'ala and Kona'ilehua area where you have homelessness, vagrancy, loitering, and just maintenance of landscaping and stuff like that. So having someone there, even if it's under a revocable permit, it's going to turn into a direct lease, minimizes the oversight by the land division staff and everybody to ensure that the property is taken care of. So thank you for being willing to step into that obligation there. So having said all that, I just want to make a motion to approve staff recommendation for item D1.
I would second that. But can I just ask one more question? Is the 6 months adequate?
I hope so. I never had to go through this process before, so hopefully I can get everything I need in place in time.
Okay. I just want to make sure that, you know, he has enough time to get his plan before we say, sorry.
If not, come back.
Yeah, I guess it's a question for Land Division. What if that more time is needed, what would be the options there?
Renew the RP.
Renew the RP. Okay.
Thank you.
Give that conditional consent now to extend it if needed?
Yes.
Like an additional 6 months. So grant 6 months and conditional if needed.
Yeah.
So you don't have to come back to us.
Sure.
You want to amend the motion?
Amend the motion to include that.
And I'll second that. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
The motion's on the floor. Any further discussion or deliberation by the board? Call for the vote. All in favor, say aye or raise your hand. Motion passes unanimously. Mahalo.
Good luck.
Mahalo.
Agenda item D2. Are you here for?
Oh no, he's the best. He's
Oh, okay.
our new plan agent.
Oh,
That's Davin.
morning.
Okay, D2. This one is for immediate right of entry to the Punahou industrial area. Basically, it's for due diligence purposes. They own a Punahou Industrial LLC owns a parcel that needs this access easement to get to their property. I think they're looking at potentially subdividing the property. There are some issues, but they're not going to come up yet, but it is pending. So if this applic if they're go through with their subdivision, right, they're going to be probably required, as well as we have two other pending requests, and I believe Hawaiian Cement also needs a lease extension soon. The access road is not up to, well, one, county standards, and two, it is just a dirt road. So there is a lot of activity going on in the area, and Land Division is trying to work on a plan on how we're going to address basically maintenance, upkeep, and all of that for the road. But at this time, because it is just for due diligence purposes, we're limiting PIL to just passenger vehicles, and they're not expected to have much traffic, which would warrant any type of improvements. That's it for this one. Oh, and it's gratis because we've asked that they share any of their reports and studies with us.
Questions from the board?
Question.
Yes.
So I noticed for subdivision, the process, it's noted 7 to 10 years. Is that typically how long it takes on Maui?
Oh, introduce yourself to the board,
Sorry.
please.
Good morning, Chair.
Good morning.
Morning. So the 7 to 10 years came from the applicant. They estimated 7 to 10 years. One other thing I should note is that that parcel is landlocked. They don't have paper access, legal access. So that's why they initially came to us. But then because of the potential or the proposed subdivision, we had to rethink the disposition we're going for. It is Kuleana land. We did verify that. So if there is an easement, it would probably be at gratis too. I mean, the access anyway. But because it's not an easement right now, it's not in there. But just for the board's or reference and to get on the record.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Land Division? Online, any questions for Land Division? Seeing no further questions.
That's the applicant
I see the
online.
applicant online.
Yeah.
Leilani, do you have, you want to say anything or?
No, I just wanted to just thank the board for your consideration.
Chair, I need to disclose that I personally know Leilani. She used to sit on my board when I was with the state. Aloha, Leilani. But it doesn't remove my ability to make a fair decision in this case.
Thank you for disclosing. Any other questions from anyone? I'll call for the motion. Member Carpio, since this is a Maui matter, would you like to move?
Yes. First, I would like to disclose also, I know Leilani just as a friend of a friend. So I just wanted to disclose that. But thank you. So yes, I would like to make a motion for immediate right of entry to Punahou Industrial LLC for access due diligence purposes to the subject TMK.
May I get a second?
Second.
And just for the record, Member Carpio, this will not affect your judgment, right? Okay, we got that on the record.
No. Yeah, it doesn't affect. Sorry, I'm in the airport right now.
No worries. Any further discussion for the board? Deliberation? I'm going to call for the vote. All in favor, say aye or raise your hand. Motion passes unanimously. Mahalo.
Thank you very much.
Last item D4.
No, three.
No, three.
Oh,
Three.
D3. Whoops.
Good luck.
We got three
Oops.
and four.
Okay, D3, issuance of a right of entry permit for Department of Transportation and Highways Division. This is for their maintenance and repair of the Honolulu Bridge. This one, there's not going to be very much impact to the community. The trailhead to the beach is going to be accessible. There's additional pathways leading to the shoreline, which are not anticipated to be impacted. There are porta potties that will continue to be accessible. And then the adjacent private roadways will still continue to be accessible. The only thing that's may be impacted is parking on the sides. It appears that it's about 19 parking stalls may be omitted during construction. Other than that, that's kind of it for this one.
Any questions for Land Division from the board? Online, anyone questions for Land Division? No questions. Public testimony? Closing testimony. Let's see. Member Carpio, would you like to make the motion for this one as well?
Yes, absolutely, Chair. Make a motion to issuance of right of entry to Department of Transportation Highways Division for right of way bridge maintenance in Honolulu at the
Second.
subject TMK.
Moved and seconded. Member Ono seconded. Motions on the floor. Any further discussion or deliberation? Calling for the vote. All in favor say aye or raise your hand. Motion passes unanimously. Okay,
Okay, now last
now
one.
last one.
Okay, this one, we're requesting denial of a request to consent to assign general two general leases from Pacific Transfer to Island Demo. This is kind of in the airport area. So Pacific Transfer basically has an overabundance of land, I guess, is what they're saying, so they no longer need it. And Island Demo was interested in taking over the leases. However, while Island Demo has not had any of their lease permit easements or other dispositions terminated within the last 5 years, we do note that between 2022 and 2025, there are five notices of default issued for delinquent rent and late service charges. Currently, they do have a about a $52 late service charge from December that is still outstanding, and the March invoice is going to be issued pretty soon, and that will still be an outstanding item. So based on just the issues that we've been having with this particular tenant, we're recommending denial.
Have they
Any
given reason why?
Barry.
Parishan, good morning. Land Division. Member Yun, are you asking about the reason why the assignor want to give up the property? Am I correct?
No. Why are
Oh,
they
sorry.
delinquent?
The default.
The island
Oh,
demo.
I'm sorry. We kept chasing for the rent. At one time, I remember I was told that they just changed the administrative staff. That's basically the typical reason.
Have they been before the 5 years, has Island Demo been delinquent?
Yes, it was
Oh.
because under another gentleman who owned the company. And then after
Okay.
the gentleman transferred the share of the company to the current owner of the company.
Okay. I just want to be cognizant about, if any business, to Member Smith's point, how are we helping local businesses? If they've come through some kind of rough patch, if there's a valid reason, but if they've historically been delinquent and historically been checkered, then okay. Thank you, Barry.
You're welcome.
Yeah, mind you, Ka'iwi, right? Currently, their annual rent is $56,900. This would increase it to $159,900. So, right, if they can't pay the lower amount, I think we're a little nervous about the higher amount.
Sure. I just want to measure our expectations too, and if we're not being too onerous at the same time. That's all.
Yeah,
But thank
okay.
you.
Chair, I have a question.
Yes.
So, how do we get from 56.9 to 159,000?
Oh, I'm sorry. 56.9 is whatever Island Demo is currently paying, but the extra 100,000 is if this consent going forward, that Island Demo will get two more leases. So,
Oh, because it's just more
yeah, but more
leases,
or less
right? Adding leases.
same size, same reopening phase. So the rental will be more equivalent.
Okay.
Yeah. So mind you, so these three parcels went out for public auction all one time. Two went to Pacific Transfer, one went to Island Demo.
Okay, so they
Pacific
want to take a
Transfer
bit
wants to
more.
cancel, but Island Demo wants to take the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the clarity.
Question. You get some red flags with Pacific Transfer, yeah. They've been delinquent from time to time.
Pacific Transfer was never in delinquent.
Oh, who is
Island Demo,
Island Demo.
the
Island
assignee.
Demo.
Yeah.
Assign
Oh, okay.
those is I would say, I cannot say A plus tenant, but pretty good tenant.
I think the tenant's online too. So if we have questions.
Oh yeah, Mr. Chris, right there.
I guess the question I was getting to was this, the statement in here about conducting a phase one environmental site assessment. So is that something that you want Pacific Transfer to do, or?
Can I chime in,
Yeah.
Mr.
Explain the context.
Actually, if you look at the exhibit A, the showing the map, okay, the bottom part of 9,005 square feet, the one at the bottom, at one time it was under Island Demo. We during the same auction, Island Demo got two leases, even though they are not next to each other. I don't know, I forgot when, 10 years ago maybe. So Island Demo came to us under the previous owners, came to us saying that business is slow, water issues, so they came and asked for mutual termination. They don't need that anymore because at that time they were just using the lowest lot for parking storing. So staff recommend, okay, we can entertain mutual termination, but we would, because industrial, we would like to do a phase one to make sure that the property is clean before we take it back. That's pretty much the same approach that we are following right now. If Pacific Transfer and the board both agree to enter into mutual termination phase, we would recommend to do a phase one over the two subject lots before we actually sign off the termination document.
But
But we
so
would
if it
come
was
to,
approved,
yeah, if it was,
that's
yeah,
it,
when
yeah,
we come
but
back
not
to
the
you,
subject letter.
if we come back to you for that,
Got
yeah.
it.
Oh, at the same time, of course, if the tenant Pacific Transfer agree to enter into mutual termination.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Other questions for the Land Division?
One question. So if we deny this request to consent to assign this general lease, what happens
They would
with
either
Pacific?
carry on with their lease or they can request for a mutual cancellation. And then if approved by the mutual cancellation is approved by the board, Barrigas would do their like their final inspections, all of that, pulls it out, and then go back out to public auction for the lots.
Does the current lessee have plans to use the land?
Can I jump? Because we just got email from the current lessee, Chris, which is online. I think he was telling, we informed them prior to this meeting our recommendation, i.e. denial, and then asked him to attend, testify. So I believe he's ready to testify. From the last email that we got, basically he Chris was trying to say he was looking for other options, other maybe takers, or maybe even the idea of mutual termination. Since the lessee is online, if the board agree, we can ask the lessee to provide.
Chris, on Christopher Redlu. Can you hear us? I know his audio is, or his mute is off.
Mr. Redlu, are you on?
Another person waiting room, but it's just the name and they haven't been responding to messages. Do you want me to try one? No?
Not yet.
Okay. I tried to find his email yesterday. I can, oh, right here. Okay, let me read out his email that I sent to the staff yesterday. After we told him about our recommendation, he was saying, "Well noted, thanks. Don't have much to say as I cannot refute the recommendation of DLNR to the board. I would just be advising that we are looking for other possible assignees and to stay, we would be open to a mutual termination if the board is so inclined." That's basically...
He's connecting to
audio. Yeah, that's what I just said minutes ago is basically what the summary of the email.
Thank you, Barry.
See whether we can eventually hope about.
Yeah, my concern with non-responsive people are.
Yeah. Okay, perhaps it can be follow up after this meeting.
Yep, we can follow.
But if I may, I think the assignee position on our recommendation is clear based on the email that I just read out. We may have to come back to you again if he managed, I mean, if he considered mutual termination or he come back with another assignee and at that time we were okay with that proposal.
Chris is on. I just saw a chat pop up, but we're just having trouble with the audio, Chris. We cannot do audio then, I guess. Any questions for Land Division?
Yeah, I have one. So just looking at the photos, so this is a ground lease, yeah? All they have is a fence.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be a ground lease, assigned as a ground lease too. Okay, all right. So if the lessee changes, it's still a ground lease.
For this one, yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm good.
Would like to give him an opportunity to speak, but it seems that there's technical difficulties online. Oh, okay.
You have his number, Rihanna.
Oh, she thought she did it in the chat.
Chris, the board secretary provided a number. You can dial and then we can probably get you on audio.
Hope he's reading his chats.
I don't want to put a phone number on the YouTube.
Maybe I can try call his cell and see whether I can reach out.
Yeah. 5 minutes. Yeah, we can recess if you guys want to give a few minutes.
Give plenty of time. Yeah, we're all good.
Okay. we'll take a brief recess and pause this agenda item so we can connect the assignment. Let's see. 5 minutes.
Okay.
Technical difficulties. Back from recess. I see that we're still continuing on item, what is this, D4? The lessee from is on. Chris, can you hear us online?
Yes, sorry for the trouble. Thanks. Sorry, everybody.
So questions for Mr. Redlu?
So, Mr. Redlu, what would be your plans if we were to deny this consent to assign to Island Demo?
Sorry,
Because
be
of
Chair,
well,
before we
right.
go on, Chair, before we go on, the cameras are off. Just FYI, so the board meeting is not visible.
Oh.
Oh.
Are we streaming?
You're still streaming. I'm watching it on YouTube.
Oh, so we're visible to the public. So sunshine, we're fine,
Okay.
but
So he can't see us though.
oh,
Kaivi can't
can
see us.
Karen see us? Karen, can you see us? Karen can see us. Jay, can you see us?
Yes, I can see everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Must be just my mine. As long as the public is visible, Chair, I'm good.
And remember, you have audio, so I think we're fine, right, Cindy? Okay, yeah, carry on.
Okay, so the question was, what would our plans be? I mean, currently, obviously, there's three paths. One, we continue with our obligations to the lease, and we would honor that, of course. We seek mutual termination as offered as an option by the land division. And lastly, we are speaking with another neighbor nearby who has expressed interest in possibly taking over the assignment of the lease. That is a very new development, of course, over the last 2 days, but they are interested, and I told them that I would let you know that there was interest there. I don't know how long the termination process would take, so I don't know if we wanted to go down that start that path and then change if they were actually interested in the property.
Yes.
Okay, thank you,
Chris, is
Chair.
Land Division aware of what you just said?
They're not aware that I did make Barry and Patty aware that we did have another possible party that would be interested, but they just confirmed to me yesterday they are interested in the property.
Are you at liberty to
And
say who
I
this
gave
is?
it's Garlow Petroleum, right down the street. They're a DHHL leaseholder, as we are on 664 Kakoi Street.
I'm asking if you told Land Division because I don't think that's enough time for them to make an assessment of stability
No,
for, yeah.
I hadn't told Land Division who the interested party was yet. Like I said, I just got confirmation from them yesterday that they were interested, and I shared with them the existing term on the lease and the lease rent. And they're considering, and we're going to get back with me.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, I have a question. So, the only decision before us right now is to deny the request of assignment to Island
Island
Demo.
Demo, yes.
Okay. And the other items that we brought up to carry on the lease, mutual cancellation, or looking at another lessee would come back before this board in the future.
That's
Yes,
correct. Please correct me.
correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions for the lessee or for Land Division? Okay, I'll take public testimony if there is any. None. Okay. Closing public testimony and calling for the vote.
I'm sorry. I have a question for Land Division. So your issue on this transfer is the Island Demo.
Yes.
Okay, so I mean, if he proposed somebody else who
Oh
was
yeah,
qualified,
we can
okay,
entertain that completely.
there's a distinction there. Okay, I'm good.
Provided the next guy is acceptable to us.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. Cool.
Okay.
I'm good.
Thank you. Calling for the motion?
Motion to accept staff's recommendation to deny the request to consent to the assignment of general lease from Pacific Transfer as assigner to Island Demo.
Thank you.
As assignee.
You get a second?
I will second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion or deliberation? Seeing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye or raise your hand. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. There being no further business, I guess this concludes our meeting at 10:12.
Record time.
New record.
I'm setting records.
Good job, Chair. Great job.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Aloha, you guys.